You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
This is MLB.com Extras Kansas City Royals. It is Matt Wehmeyer with Jeff Nelson. We're joined on the phone by Jeffrey Flanagan, MLB.com Royals reporter, as Jeffrey joins us from Royal Spring Training. Thanks for joining us, Jeffrey. And just to start off, kind of talk about the overall vibe and the attitude of this team that came one win away from winning it all in 2014.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of confidence in camp right now. There's, you know, Ned Yost has talked often about there's probably a little bit more swagger to this team. This is a team, like you mentioned, came within one win of winning it all. You know, they don't believe it was a fluke by any means. They beat some quality teams along the way, and they don't feel like they've finished any business here. They feel like they've got a lot of unfinished business. They want to get back to the World Series, and they want to win it all now that they've got a taste of it.
Now, talk about that a little bit. You know, I played with the Yankees, and we've gone to the World Series quite a few times, and one key thing that Joe Torre did, he made us not be content, not be satisfied with last year. Right. How does Ned Yost portray that to the players? Hey, don't be satisfied with what you did last year. You look at this division, Chicago got better. You have Detroit. Cleveland's going to be tough. Even Minnesota, the Twins in the rotation. How do they stay not? How do they keep from being content and just going with the flow?
Yeah, Ned gets kind of testy about that because we've asked him that probably 9 or 10 times this spring, whether they're going to be complacent or not. And he insists, no, this is not that type of group. He brings up the point that you should have seen their faces 5 minutes after they lost game 7, and you wouldn't be asking that question. He thinks they're going to come back hungry, and they know the division's going to be tougher. They look at what the White Sox did. You know, the Tigers got better too to some degree, and the Indians have always given them trouble through the years, and Minnesota got better. They know that there's a lot of work ahead for them, so I don't think they're going to fall back on their laurels. They don't feel like they've really won anything. They feel like you've got to win it all before you can make that claim, and they just don't feel like they're there yet.
Jeffrey, of course, a gaping hole at the top of that rotation. James Shields departing for the Padres via free agency. Will Chris Metlin and Edinson Volquez be enough to make up for that?
I think they're hoping that Eddie Volquez will give them 190 to 200 innings. They're asking everybody really in that staff to get 200 innings. And, the big question mark really is, will Danny Duffy be able to do that? You know, he's been hurt often. He was hurt at the end of last year. He did throw 146 innings before he got hurt. They really need him to step up and get close to 200. One thing going for them is if they don't get to those goals, they've got probably an even deeper bullpen this year than they had last year with Luke Kochaver coming back from Tommy John surgery, and he's progressing very nicely. So, you know, it's possible they don't have to go 7 or 8 innings, and they can have plenty of depth in that bullpen and get them games. You also give the big three guys in the back of the bullpen a little bit more rest. So, I don't think they're really sweating out the fact that James Shields is gone. They're going to miss his presence in the clubhouse, obviously. But in terms of on the mound, they think they can fill that gap.
Well, to stay with that bullpen, possibly the rotation, Brandon Finnegan, he had 7 games, exciting guy in the playoffs, and I saw him in college. Does he come to camp as a starter, or are they keeping him in the bullpen?
Well, that's the big question mark at camp. Really, the only big question mark at camp is what do you do with that guy? He was so impressive last year down the stretch in September. He had a few hiccups in the postseason, but he's a quality left-hander. He's probably their best left-hander out of the bullpen, and that's the organizational question right now. What do you do with him? Do you send him back to Omaha or Double-A and stretch him out as a starter when the season comes, or does he stay in the bullpen as their top left-handed option? They say all the time they're in the win-now mode, and that would mean that he should be their top left-hander. It's hard to make a case that he's not one of their best 25 players who should break camp. But, you know, I get the organizational thinking, too. They want to take it slowly with him and stretch him out as a starter because eventually that will be his role. But there's no openings in the rotation right now, and he helps the team win games. He could help the team win games right now, and I think that's part of Ned's thinking, too. But, you know, that's something we're going to follow all spring. You know, what are they going to do with Brandon Finnegan? He's pitched at the game's biggest stage and didn't get flustered. So, I mean, I think he'd be able and ready to fit right in come opening day if they make that decision.
And Jeffrey, given the rather unpredictable, volatile nature of bullpens in this day and age especially, is it reasonable to expect another lights-out season from the likes of Kelvin Herrera, Wade Davis, and Greg Holland?
Well, I don't think you're going to get what they did last year. I think we're, you know, Wade Davis at a 1.00, and the other two guys were 1.4. But, you know, even Wade and Greg Holland have told me a couple times in camp already, even if they have some regression and they say they slip back to 1.5 or 1.8 or 2.0, I mean, that's probably still as good as you're going to get in baseball. They're young guys. They know how to pitch. I don't think there's going to be a big slip this year for them. I think they just have too much talent. And they should be better rested this year because there is going to be more depth in the bullpen. Ned probably won't have to turn them quite as often as he did, especially down the stretch when he was trying to win every single game to get into the playoffs. They should be a little bit more rested when it comes to September, and maybe that even helps their numbers a little bit more.
Well, you mentioned resting the big three in that bullpen. I want to get back to the rotation real quick. Also, Ventura, you know, this guy's in his early 20s, and he had 180-plus innings last year, possibly going over 200. Is there a concern with the Royals that, hey, we have to watch him as well?
I don't think so. I think really he's a kid who's getting stronger every year. He's been tutored by James Shields the last year and a half. They feel like he's a horse, that he's not some skinny little kid anymore. He's really filled out pretty nicely, and getting 200 innings out of him I don't think will be a big problem. I think he steps right into the ace position in the rotation. I think the bigger concern, like I mentioned before, is Danny Duffy, who's been a little bit more fragile throughout his career. You know, he's 2 years removed from Tommy John surgery. He had some problems last year with his rib, a little bit with his shoulder, and wasn't a big factor down the stretch, was hardly any factor at all in the postseason. And he's going to have to step up and give them, you know, a lot of quality innings this year. Guthrie is probably going to be the five starter. He soaked up a lot of innings last year. He's always in great shape. He stays off the DL. So they'll get those numbers out of him probably. But I don't think there's really any concern about holding Yordano back. They feel like he's a young kid and they can just unleash him.
Jeffrey, the Royals losing Nori Aoki and Billy Butler in the offseason, replacing them in essence are Alex Rios and Kendrys Morales. Do you feel the club sufficiently addressed those needs given what they lost?
Yeah, I think the overall feeling is that they've upgraded at both positions. You know, Billy did not have a typical Billy Butler year last year, neither did Morales for that matter. But Kendrys often points to the fact that he missed spring training last year, and that really upset his timing, and now he's got a full spring training to work with, a full spring. They're hoping if he can get anywhere near the numbers he did 2 years ago for Seattle when he hit 23 homers and I think 80 RBIs, they'd be really, really happy with that. Alex Rios, another guy who's a bounce back candidate, was hurt much of last year. I think people kind of forget that he was leading the league in hitting last June before all the injuries set in. So they're looking for a healthy year out of him. He's got a 1 year deal. He should be motivated. He's also going to be a guy that they can leave in right field throughout the whole game. They don't have to do the defensive shift and replacement that they did for Nori last year. So they're hoping for, you know, a decent season out of him too. So they feel like they've possibly upgraded at both spots and their offense, which was kind of a sore point for most of the year last year, will hopefully be better in their minds.
Jeff, you look at the corner spots in the infield, Hosmer at first, Moustakas at third, both power shots, power positions, a lot of power out of that. Moustakas struggled at times last year, had a good postseason, and Hosmer, only 9 home runs. What are they doing? What do the Royals expect out of them coming into camp and heading into 2015?
Well, that's the big question, too. They both had, you know, superb Octobers. Hosmer was even better. And can they carry that confidence over, that swagger over from October into the regular season? With Hosmer, I think they were just waiting for him to have a breakthrough season. He had injuries last year, too, which kept his numbers down. But when he came back in September and October, he was just lights out. I mean, he carried the team offensively for a while. Moose is a little different situation. He got demoted in the middle of the season last year. He really has struggled once, you know, the Tigers on opening day last year threw the shift at him for the first time in his career, and he was just startled, didn't really know how to handle it, kept trying to hit through it, into it. In the postseason, of course, he decided to hit over it and had 5 home runs, which is a franchise record. But that's going to be one of the things that Moose is going to have to work on this spring is learn how to bunt a little bit more, learn how to push the ball the other way, find the open spots in that shift, and try to force defenses out of that shift so he can go back to being what he's more comfortable with, and that's being just a dead ball hitter. But it's a big year for Moose. Pretty big year for Haas too. They need both of those young guys to really step up and you know, be good at this point in their careers.
Our thanks to Jeffrey Flanagan, MLB.com Royals reporter. For Jeff Nelson, I'm Matt Waymire, thanking you for joining us on MLB.com Extras Kansas City Royals.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.